Really, we're focused on, as you said, the non-covered critical infrastructure, as the administration has defined it in its recent proposals. And that space is really for everything from small shops that are startups and that are have a online presence to large companies doing social networking sites and things that are not themselves infrastructure, but that can be very vital to the economy. So what we're trying to do there is to eventually build into some kinds of idea of codes of conduct. But in order to get there, to start to impress and build a better array of standards and best practices in this space and really try to get the companies in this space to implement what are known security standards. We have a list in the report of those that we think that are really useful today, that are on the edge of critical mass, that if we feel if we convene them and get security experts together to begin to implement them in a more wholesome way, we'll be able to fully utilize them. And then from that engagement and that ability to bring together standards, we can start to build codes of conduct that then can be used for other kinds of incentives to move companies closer towards better security.
Now, obviously, the focus is on companies, as you said, that are not considered the initial list of critical infrastructure. Does this include government contractors? Does this include more or less the types of shops that you go in every day that has an online presence? I mean, who are we really talking about here?
In some ways, we're a lot more interconnected than we were in the past. So a lot of companies that we work with on a regular basis in the government are companies that whose technology is used for a lot of different purposes. So we are talking about companies that government contracts with, technologies that companies use. I mean, it can be very large internet companies, it can be e-commerce companies, it can be brick-and-mortar companies that have an online presence, right? Those are all different types of companies that would be covered in this new space that we're calling the internet and information innovation sector. And the idea is to come up with voluntary standards for them as we focus on the critical infrastructure and the folks in the defense and industrial base and the banks and the energy sector. DHS plays a big role there. In this space, we have much more of a question of how we're going to work with them. DHS plays some role there, but we felt as though there's a role for NIST and Commerce to come in and work with them more closely than we have in the past as well.
And let's talk about that role that NIST and Commerce will eventually play or hope to play. The report calls for several things that NIST can do, even, for instance, developing standards. Give me a sense of where do you see the biggest areas that the government can really help out the private sector?
Well, there is that convening role, right, of being able to go out there and say, we think there should be a focus on a particular standard and working to get companies that are already showing leadership in that space, who are already implementing, to go out and work with their colleagues to get a whole set of them to come forward and get to critical mass where people feel as though they have to do it or they'll be seen as being behind. So it's a form of disclosure, although it's a voluntary one, but it's also one that we feel we can work together and help to prioritize things that couldn't happen without collective action. That's really the main goal here. And then to build that into kind of a multi-stakeholder process where we have a lot of people sitting at a table together coming up with what a kind of framework could look like for different parts of this sector.
Give me a little bit of background about the report. Tell me how it was developed and who developed it.
Sure. The Commerce Department has this Internet Policy Task Force that we've put together that Secretary Locke officially announced in April of last year. And folks will remember that soon as succession after that, we had a privacy notice of inquiry and a cybersecurity notice of inquiry and one on copyright issues and one on free flow of information. So we've had all those notice of inquiries out there. We did what we call a green paper in the privacy space, commercial privacy. And now this is the green paper that came out in the cybersecurity space. And I know a lot of people aren't familiar with green paper, but the idea is that we take those comments that we got back and we've developed them into some policy recommendations, but they're not firm yet. We still want to get feedback from the public at large, from companies, from civil society groups, from security experts, and formulate them further to the final set of action.
Now, a lot of this effort is going to take years. It's not something you put a strategy out and you implement it and you're done. Where are the next steps? Are you going to be very similar to the NSTIC, which is obviously has their first town hall this week in D.C.? Are we going to have town hall meetings?
It's going to be in the Federal Register notice. I still have it on my desk to send over there later today. So if it gets out to the door today, then it will be up on Monday. And then people will have 45 days to comment on the sets of questions that we have. So that'll be before the end of July. will be the end of the comment period. Soon after that, I think we'll start to move forward even then on, you know, one of the things we asked about and that I raised earlier was what standards should we be focusing on? And we have a list of standards that we think are important and are nearing critical mass. People may like those and tell us what they like about them and how to prioritize them. Other people may tell us, no, focus on this standard instead. I think we want to try and come up with some kind of consensus around something that's actionable very quickly and take action really quickly. So I think we see, can see some short-term actions where this report's written, some short-term actions very soon, and then, you know, sometime in the fall, and then most of it kind of longer term.
Are there specific areas that you're trying to focus on in the short term, like patching or automation or something like that to help get companies implementation? Doesn't cost a lot of money, or there's free tools out there, but they just have to, it becomes that education, and education is maybe a little easier than coming to a big consensus around a set of standards.
That's exactly right. I mean, we are looking at some very specific areas. So we do talk about automation and the growth in automation, and you know that NIST has already been working in that space quite a bit, and we continue to promote the idea that NIST should work there. Also, you know, NSTIC obviously is another one as well. But in terms of, we also get very specific. IPsec, the Internet Protocol Security Standard, DNSSEC, Domain Name System Security, Internet Routing Security through things like BGP, Web Security through HTTPS and SSL, and email security through SPF and DKIM, right? It's just examples that we raise. They have pros and cons of where they stand and how they're being implemented, et cetera. But some of those are really close to critical mass. They just need something to push them over the top. We're looking for similar standards like that. And maybe some things that are even really specific, like saying, can we implement HTTPS on a specific kind of cloud service that everyone can agree to and move that forward? So, I mean, I think we see some of these things as being really close to actionable right now, just where our convening role that government can play can help to push it over the top and help to build collective action in the space.